ABC Radio Australia.
Auckland City FC may be the best club in the Oceania Football Club Confederation, but this week they're facing the best teams in the world. And it didn't take long for Bayern Munich, the German football giant, to demolish the Auckland side 10-0. The loss means Auckland City FC will have to win its next pool matches to progress. So joining us this morning to chat about all the action at the FIFA Club World Cup is Matt Brown from the OFC. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you for joining us this morning. I must say, tough start for Auckland City FC, yeah? But who is next in line for the team to face, you know, in order to progress further in the Club World Cup?
Well, they've got a really tough group. I mean, Group C has obviously Bayern Munich, and that was a brutal welcome into the tournament, you know, against the likes of, you know, Harry Kane and Musiala and, you know, literally Joshua Kimmich. I mean, the Germans played arguably, you know, their strongest lineup. It was incredible. It showed respect to Auckland City, but clearly they are, you know, a class above, ranked in the top five club sides in the planet, and Auckland probably ranked around 4,000. So it was always going to be, you know, a really tough ask to compete. And it gets probably, you'd argue, slightly easier. They played Benfica, but Benfica are on Saturday morning, they are a Portuguese, one of the top three sides in Portugal, along with Porto and Sporting Lisbon. And you know, they are a class act as well and a powerful European side. So it's going to be difficult again. And then their final group match is against, you know, one of the best in South America in Boca Juniors. So from Argentina. So, yeah, it is, you know, you can argue that they got drawn in the group of death, which hasn't helped in the sense you've got three really competitive sides. And, you know, if I look at some of the other groups, you know, there are teams in the competition which you think, well, they would be competitive against without a doubt. We've seen that with Auckland City at Club World Cups in the old format when they'd gone up to the Middle East to play. And, you know, in one year, in fact, 2014, they got third, their best place at the tournament. And they certainly didn't have 10-0 thrashings. So it's a little bit unfortunate with the draw. But also I think the circumstances, you know, this Auckland City side probably not as strong as sides in the past. Some of their best players are two in particular, I think, from last year, for example, their captain Cam Howison and also Liam Gillian both signed for Auckland FC to play in the A-League. And of course, we know what happened to that team. They went on to win the, you know, Premier Plate and have an incredible season as a fully professional team. You got to remember the Auckland City side are amateurs, the only amateur side in the tournament. They all work, train two or three times a week, but you know, that's not what's earning them the money. So a lot of circumstances to take into account.
Yeah, look, before we even sort of get into the performance of Auckland City FC, I understand there's been a bit of confusion though online as to which Auckland team actually played, because I think with some thinking it was Auckland FC, the A-League team that took on Bayern Munich, is that right?
Absolutely. A lot of social media chatter about it. People thinking it was Auckland FC compared to Auckland City. Now, the two stadiums are probably, 10, 12 kilometres apart in Auckland. Auckland City's ground holds about 2,000 at a pinch. They probably average 500 at a game. And, of course, Auckland FC holds 25,000 and they averaged 18,000 this season in their first season. The two club emblems are reasonably similar, and I know it caused some consternation with Auckland City, who had originally bid to be part of the A-League, but with the consortium coming in backed by the billionaire Bill Foley, obviously the A-League looked at the money that was on offer there and went in that direction, and they were quite strategic in terms of, I think, the design. They attracted, you know, probably a lot of fair weather fans who may have supported Auckland City in the past. So, you know, there is the fact is, though, one club is professional, and, you know, look, I still believe Bayern Munich would have beaten Auckland FC comfortably, maybe not 10, but certainly, you know, you cannot compare the two clubs, you know, chalk and cheese when Bayern Munich play Auckland City. It was always going to be an issue, and I think it's one of the reasons, if you look at this expanded club World Cup, you know, 32 teams, and why OFC is launching a professional league next year. And from next year, so for the next edition of the Club World Cup in 4 years' time, Auckland City won't actually be eligible, even if they win the OFC Champions League, which is an amateur competition. The team that competes from Oceania at the Club World Cup will be a team that's been playing professional football for four seasons, launches in January and goes through to May, the inaugural OFC Professional League. So that will be a little bit of a game changer in the sense that you'll have clubs, you know, playing at a higher standard and full-time professionals. So it's part of the plan, you know, to have OFC teams being more competitive on the international stage.
Yeah, well, let's talk about, you know, much has been said about how Auckland City FC is made up of players, right, who work for a living and then they play football literally because of passion while the competition are professional players. Does that make a big difference?
It makes a massive difference. You know, you've got plumbers, you've got welders, you know, you've got a barman, you've got storemen. You know, the goalkeeper is a storeman at a supermarket, and literally, you know, goes to training after work and trains a couple of times a week. Yeah, they've got a physio, they've got resources. I mean, you know, for an amateur club, they've got good resources, but it does not compare to what professional footballers have. You know, all around the world, if you're in a professional environment where you've got literally on-call access to, you know, to dietitians, you know, to physios, to doctors, trainers, you know, you have individual plans. I mean, you are living and breathing football. And so if you're a talent, you know, your skills are being harnessed to the absolute maximum potential. Whereas when you're an amateur and you're, you know, training couple of hours, couple of times a week, and then playing a game on Saturday, it's very different. And I'm sure many people listening who are amateur footballers or amateur rugby players, or, you know, who are listening as sports players, you know, the difference is so stark, and it makes a massive difference. And can't emphasize that enough. So, you know, what Auckland City have achieved, and they deserve, I mean, for me, they still deserve to be at the Club World Cup, because this, you know, they have been the best team in Oceania for a long, long time. They've won 13 OFC Champions League titles. They've been very consistent at for an amateur level. They are, you know, the very best. So what that shows you when they come up against Bayern Munich, who go and put 10 past them, and, you know, Bayern Munich, some people would say, well, oh, maybe Bayern Munich will go a bit easy on them, but no, they're a professional club. There's millions and millions of dollars on offer at this tournament too. You know, they are going to, they're going to be ruthless, and they were ruthless. And but what an experience. The other side to look at, I think, is the experience that these players, you know, it's a chance, it's a chance of a lifetime for them. These players who've you know, committed so much and sacrificed a lot, you know, taking annual leave to be at this tournament for a month, for example. It's a huge honor for them and a thrill. And you know, I believe they'll be more competitive. They will play even better in the next two matches. I certainly hope so. But yeah, you're always going to get the critics. You're going to get the naysayers coming out saying, you know, oh, they shouldn't be there. But there's a lot of people who perhaps don't really understand, you know, the circumstances. You know, if we can clear that up a little bit.
Yeah,
that would
absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, look, Matt, sorry, that is all the time that we have for this morning. But look, all the best again for Auckland City FC. But appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks very much.
And that is Matt Brown from the Oceania Football Confederation here on Pacific Beat.